In Australia, computers at the Cadbury chocolate factory in Hobart have seized up and production has stopped. Law firm DLA Piper has also been affected. It's taken down all its IT systems to try to limit the damage. Experts warn that many Australians are unprepared for cyber attacks and victims often feel let down by authorities. David Cody has more.
The ransomware is asking for just $300 worth of Bitcoin to unlock computers at the Cadbury chocolate factory in Hobart. But it's likely to cost the company a lot more than that in lost productivity. A union officials told the ABC production stopped at 9:30 last night when the computer system went down. Cybersecurity journalist and commentator Stilgarian warns this attack could be worse than the WannaCry outbreak last month.
WannaCry actually had a kill switch programmed into it, and a young security researcher in the UK found that kill switch, triggered it, and that stopped a lot of the spread. Also, WannaCry happened at the beginning of a weekend, and seeing businesses are more likely to be affected, Australia was forewarned before it really got into serious trouble.
Stilgarian says the latest attack, being called Petya, is suspiciously sophisticated. He expects IT departments across the country to be working furiously to try to limit the damage.
Well, apart from panicking, they should be doing the old patch your machines, making sure they're running the latest software and so on. If that's not possible, if they do see an infected machine, the advice coming in so far is to turn it off straight away.
The global law firm DLA Piper has told Australian staff it's been the victim of a major cyber incident. Its IT systems have been taken down and staff are being warned not to turn their computers on. Dan Tehan is the minister assisting the Prime Minister for Cybersecurity. He says the government's monitoring the situation.
If our businesses, our organisations and everyone else have been following good cyber hygiene, in particular updating their systems and ensuring that they're not clicking on anything suspicious, then we think that we will be fairly well placed.
But IT experts warn Australians, particularly small businesses, are still underprepared for cyber attacks. Doug Endersby is from Australian IT company Oz Hosting. He's been contacted by small businesses affected by ransomware.
The one last week was a real estate agency, and ransomware had got into their network and it had encrypted a couple of desktops and I think a few servers. They had some backups. What they did find was that the backups were not adequate. They did have to pay some money and they did have to spend, more importantly, a hell of a lot of time going through the recovery process.
He's worried about businesses that think they're protected by storing backups on file sharing services like Dropbox.
If you have to recover files individually and you've got thousands of them, then, you know, it could take you many, many weeks to start recovering from a file sharing service. It's not really a viable backup solution.
Dr. Cassandra Cross from the Queensland University of Technology's School of Justice is co-author of a recently published book on online scams. She warns Australia lags behind other countries in supporting victims.
That interaction between victims and organisations is very negative, and there's a lot of trivialisation or victim blaming against the individual, and I think that definitely needs to stop.
Adrian Turner is the chief executive of Data61, the CSIRO's data research unit. He's concerned about a lack of investment in the Australian cybersecurity industry.
If you think about the nature of attacks, there's an asymmetry in the cost of launching an attack. In a lot of cases, they can be launched globally. The marginal cost is near zero because a lot of the time they're self-propagating. So we're going to continue to see new attacks emerge. And I think what's going to be important is the resilience. How do we respond to incidents like this at a company level and a national level?
Australia launched a cybersecurity strategy in April last year, aiming to share information on cyber threats between government agencies and the private sector. The government's advice today is to patch your systems, back up your data, and if affected, contact the Australian Cybersecurity Centre. Stilgherrian says the government's strategy is generally held in high regard, but there's a question about whether it's being adequately resourced.
There's a feeling out there in the community that the government's response is a little bit patchwork at this stage. They certainly have facilities in place through their cybersecurity information sharing program for the big organisations, banks, critical infrastructure and so on. But for small and medium businesses, they have to rely too much on their small IT departments.
Cybersecurity commentator Stilgherrian ending David Cody's report.